Oh god, you're recording.
Hello, Devlin here, and I'm here not alone, as you can tell. I don't know how much you heard of that, but I am here with a co-host, and I haven't had one in a couple weeks. And he's actually the first guest I have since I rebranded the name of the show. He probably didn't even know I did that.
No, I did.
Did you?
I did.
Oh my god, he's stalking me on Facebook.
Someone's got to stop
him. Yeah, he's breaking the rules because you know who it is because he's not supposed to talk.
You're asking questions!
Yeah, I know. I'm setting him up. Anyhow, you're listening to Devlin's Mondo Nostalgia Radio Show, and this man doesn't need an introduction. He's been on the show like 3 times, I think. And we haven't had him on for, I think it's been over a year. I think it was Christmas with Josh was the last time. And that wasn't last Christmas, so it's been over a year. It's Andrew Hopps.
Hello. Thank you so much. This is exciting. This is out in the wilderness.
Yes, we're doing a renegade one. Now, Andrew and I did do one before where we were actually driving around looking for ladies of the night.
Ladies of the night, yes.
And we are now here at, we're not sure, we're deciding if it's off of Bayfront Park or if it's on Pier 4 or something, but we're here and we just decided to whip out the little tape machine. I don't think this is a tape machine.
It's actually pretty cool though. Have I seen this one?
Yes, this is the one we use.
It
was always in my hand.
Wow.
You've never noticed it when I'm just...
You always have other stuff in your hands when I'm talking.
And I wanted to... We actually haven't been able to get together a lot. So we've seen each other in passing and we talk on Facebook. So we kind of... that's not me opening a condom package, if you hear that.
All bareback for us.
Sorry, I just have some garbage I'm trying to hide so it doesn't make too much noise. Anyway, it's chaotic, and it's always chaotic when Andrew is here. And
I think that is a compliment. I think within chaos brings beauty, and that's what I hope.
You're like the chaos theory guy, Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park.
Is that
Do you remember
one?
That? Yeah.
Which one?
Great. I've got him on the Mondo Nostalgia Show.
No, but I love, first off,
have
my
you
mom
seen
loves Jurassic
Park?
My mom, I don't know if I ever told you this, my mom loves Jurassic Park.
No, I did not know this.
She's a big, big fan. Like, she'll watch it about 4 or 5 times a year.
Wow.
And she'll watch the other ones, too.
Have you ever seen it?
Me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had to have seen it. Your mom's must have forced you at least once to...
Oh, yeah. She would, like, she shoved my face right
what
on the
What is it
screen.
About she likes it, do you think?
Probably the bones. She likes the big... dinosaur bone.
I love the movie. I'm not questioning why she likes it. It's a great film. But is there anything particular? Is she like, you know?
I don't know.
Does
I think
she
like
Jeff
dinosaur.
Goldblum? Or?
No, I don't think she even knows who he is, to be honest.
Well, she does if she's in Jurassic Park.
She wouldn't be like, oh, that's Jeff Goldblum. She would be like, whatever his character
look at the dinosaurs.
Was. Yeah.
Yeah, Malcolm. Yeah, He's got that sexy shot that...
So is that the chaos theory? Is that when they're in the car in the
yes,
water?
Yes, and he's the chaos theory guy.
I don't know what the chaos theory is, though.
Chaos, I should know it. I've seen, my friend Damien would kill me right now. He loves Jurassic Park. It's like when one small little thing happens and it causes major effects.
I see.
You're the chaos theory guy here because you've already taken over my show, I feel.
Oh, I apologize.
No, you're welcome to. I think after a certain amount, you get some leeway. So.
Okay, okay.
And I like that singing you were doing beforehand.
It was,
you
it
can
was
tell you're getting
erotic.
Into, it was erotic.
It was erotic.
For yourself? Or,
well, whatever happened.
It's weird to just, you know, say it was erotic when I sang to you. You know? Now, I was going to say, talking about what you've been up to, you're still with the Understudies. They're doing amazing.
Well,
and you guys have got into musical improv.
Yeah.
Is this getting you to sing more?
We are going to be singing our... we're in the Fringe Festival this year. Third time in the Fringe. And we're doing our show called Way Off Broadway. And it's all an improv musical comedy show. So it's going to be fun. It's been a lot of fun. We did some classes at Second City for the music. And then we did our first one about a month ago. 2 months. And then we're ready to go. We're ready to blow. You know, as they say.
You're not great at promoting improv shows, are you?
Not the best.
Because I didn't remember that on a poster. We're ready to go, ready to blow.
No, that was on my other poster.
Because that can either sound dirty or you don't want to blow when you do a show. Because that could
no,
say...
No, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
No, I mean, well, maybe it depends what kind of show you're doing if you want... Depends on who's doing the blowing.
That would be Hamilton Fringe for anybody who's just listening. I just realized we've told them we're at Bayfront Park, but for people who don't know, we live in the Hamilton area. You're in Hamilton, aren't you?
Yeah, oh yeah. I have recently moved, though.
And how's that going?
It has been going. It was a process. It was really not... It was something we hadn't planned, and it just happened, and it's been exciting. And
but it's starting to feel like home.
It's starting to feel like home, finally, yeah.
Now, this is putting you on the spot. I asked the hard questions.
Well, I've got the hard body.
Are you going to be one of those people, like you and Brandy, where you move every 5 years? Or are you looking for this is our home now. This is going to be our home for as long as we possibly want it to be. Because some people...
Some people move, house hop.
I have theories on that, but I just wondered if you think you're going to be one of those people.
I don't personally think that it wasn't like an idea like we had to move. Yeah. It was like we actually found another house and put an offer on, and the home inspection failed. And then we had put our house on the market, our own, because we had to, you have to be gone by a certain time. You have to have all the ducks in a row. And then after that home inspection failed, we were like, Brandy's like, should we take off our house? Because we did love it. It was it's your first home and everything. But I was like, you know what? It's on the market now. Like, we don't have to sell it. We love it.
We decided
to keep looking. And that same night, Brandy was looking on the computer. I was on my phone, and we both found the same house.
Cool.
And, yeah, honestly. And then we showed each other and we're like, oh yeah. And then the next time, I'm going to drop another Kelly bomb. Get ready for your pants to be wet. We went over there to, I think we had breakfast or something.
Like a Kelly bomb? Do you want to explain to the
this is a person that we both know.
Right, we mentioned her the last time we went driving around. Apparently, every time we drive around, we think of Kelly. We should get Kelly in the car sometime.
We should. Oh, it should be exciting. It would be fun.
Okay, so Kelly bomb.
So Kelly bomb. So we went for breakfast, and then... We actually drove, while we were going to breakfast to her place for breakfast, we drove by a sign that said open house. So we drove by the sign. We're like, oh, where it is? Where is it? And it's in the area we've always wanted to live in. And it happened to be that fucking house that we both found the night before, that they were doing an open house that Sunday. And the Kelly bomb was Kelly watched Molly, because our dog had to be out of the house for our open house that was happening. Yeah. And we put an offer on that night, and we got accepted that night. So it really was meant to be.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. So. Yeah, no, I was just interested. I don't think I'm getting personal.
Get personal.
It's weird sitting in a car doing this. Now, we've done this before, but we were driving around, but this is kind of neat.
Yeah, it's
this should be a new show. I should just jump into people's cars and interview them, even if I don't know them.
That'd be a
So what else is in the new world of Andrew?
Oh, Lord. Besides that, just getting back into normal sea of life. Started to write again. I've taken a bit of a hiatus from writing. And
have you heard anything more about, is it across all galaxies?
That is something that my friend Elvis and I have been starting to do filming again for. So like
So that is back on the table.
We're doing... We're just doing little short vignettes, and if you would like to see more, there's acrossallgalaxies.com. Do you mind?
I was already
going to shoot it out, and if you said no,
we'll get corded and work our ass off and get a link if you'd like.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, so say it.
Acrossallgalaxies.com.
All right. Tell us again a little bit about it.
I'm a big conspiracy
conspiracy.
I'm a big conspiracy theorist, and I love all the weird type of news that little known fact. If you want to ask one of my good friends, Chris McLeod, back in grade 6, I used to write little short stories called Weird News, and it was just the most fucked up stuff that I could think of. And I always loved that kind of weird news kind of stuff. So, so it's anything that's weird and bizarre, and we have a great studio that we film in, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Excellent.
So anything that is... That it can be, it can be, right?
Do you think it's going to evolve to something? Are you still hoping?
You're
still passionate about
this? It is something I'm still passionate about, but it's something that it's like, if this is what it is, I like doing this. So like that, it's this script was never my baby. It was never my, you know, my rectum baby or whatever you want to call it.
I don't know what that is, but I'm intrigued.
Well,
that could be a script in its own, rectum baby.
Rectum baby.
But you feel that it's
something
you're passionate about now again.
Yeah, it is. And it's, I don't know, like, there's something else that I have a huge love for right now for a script that I'm writing. I started writing another great story that, with Bill Dunphy, we're writing a script together.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so there's a few things on the table, and...
That's another person who was on my show.
Check it out.
Look at that. I'm just not used to it. You know, I always think my podcast, sorry to make it about me again.
No, don't.
But it is my... To name is in the title, so I always find a way. But it's weird when you don't think you've done a lot in your life, even though I know I've done, like, improv shows and stuff. But then when you think, you know, my podcast is, like, something, you know, I don't even think of it half the time. You know, I should promote that and stuff. And then I went to a six-minute memoir one time, and I realized that three of the people in the thing were already on my show.
That's amazing.
And I thought to myself, yeah, I guess I have had a lot of people on my show and stuff. So
Do you know how many guests altogether you've had?
No. Well, but I've had a lot of repeat guests. Like you, this is like your fourth time or something, I think. I want to say fourth time.
Yeah, it is my fourth. Because, yeah, I did two and then one with Josh and then...
Right.
This would be number four.
Yeah. And yeah, we're just going to talk about anything. Like, we're not going to have a reason. And I'd like to get out and take a picture somewhere together if we can. I brought a camera with me. I don't know.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I don't know if I could do a selfie with it.
But I have my camera too.
Okay. So we'll do that. Because, well, we've done the car shots before. I think you and I have had weirder shots because we did the stairwell. We did
the
stairwell. Do you remember that? We did a photo shoot in my, because we were like, we got to do something different. And then you were one of the few people that have taken a picture while we were like we're pretending we were in the studio.
Oh, right.
Because usually it's just me in my living room and that. So I would like to get some scenery to show that I actually leave my apartment occasionally and I have to put pants on.
Well, honestly, it's beautiful here. We'll paint the picture. There's flowing water.
Yeah, well, I'll get some shots. And then if you want to get some pictures of us to make us look good. You always look good, though. So.
Well, I did get a haircut today.
So are you allowed to talk about the Bill Dunphy script, or you don't want to jinx it?
No, it was an idea.
Because you gave that bathtub story when you were doing kids. Now, that didn't show up anywhere, so.
No, and
apparently I have 17 very loyal listeners, because not one of them ran with your idea. Because remember, even I told you, you're giving a lot away of the story, and you don't have a copyright on this yet, so.
I will tell you, I had an idea for a kids' movie. That and this is gonna sound fake, but another Kelly bomb is gonna drop now. Okay. So hold on to your.
Okay, I'm gonna have to bring Kelly on.
Hold on to your britches.
Who is this Kelly person? She probably have great nursing stories. And I mean, like, she's a nurse, not like her, like, breastfeeding her children.
Those would be great stories as well.
but the pics would be weird because they're all grown up now. She hears this episode. She ain't coming anywhere near this show, but I don't think she's one of the 17 fans, so we're good.
Well, she posted something on Facebook. This was about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
It was about her Roomba, that she lost her Roomba. And
what's that?
A vacuum? Roomba, the vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
So
like Roomba lessons? Like, is that
No. No, and the script is basically a young vacuum Roomba cleaner that sets out on an adventure in life to find out its true calling, kind of thing. So basically, it's just a Roomba, and there's an old.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah. So it's
if you could get like the company,
I know,
to sponsor it, they'd probably go for it.
And like I mean, we have the story, so we've worked out the story, and it's been a while. And I personally usually. I'm more quick to just get it out of me, and Bill takes a wonderful approach where he's more about backstory and more. So
that's a nice.
It is
mix like that's because if you wrote similar, sometimes that doesn't work. You almost need that two like halves, instead of like two of the same halves.
And it's working really well. So it was one of those stories that just popped into your head. Like I said, it popped into my head, and it's just been very prominent in my mind.
Now, you mentioned you have a lot of stories like that you write for kids. Now, what I would love to see is if you ever got one of these books published, because I know Andrew in different ways. As in, we talk about lots of things that we will not talk about on this thing, but we've talked about a lot of things that we shouldn't talk about on here anyhow. If you became like a kid's author, do you think you could like have that persona? Because you are very over the top and you might frighten some kids.
I hope I would.
Kids would also like be like, wow, this is the greatest guy ever. But others would be like, you know, parents would be like, keep my kids away from that guy. So do you ever fear if you became a child's author that you'd have to be this more?
I would love.
Hello, children.
Gather around my long hair and comb it.
Yeah, right there. See, that is a line.
If they can comb hair, then
parents don't want to hear you combing their author's hair, you know? You just said one line, and you already probably broke a lot of, like, touching in inappropriate places.
When I was...
And I'm talking about the hair in your head.
Well, yeah, no, the other hair. That's trimmed.
Sorry, that was a very high-pitched, did you hear that scream?
I did.
It almost like I broke your window. Is that... Sorry, I don't know if it translates. That was a cackle. Sorry.
That's okay.
So you, Andrew, as a child author. You know author. What?
Growing up, yeah. I always wanted to be a writer. That was always my dream. It was always like, that was, I don't know why. I have no idea why. My dream was I want to write Ghostbusters 3. That was my like dream job. Like,
you still
I
wrote could. There hasn't been one yet.
Very true. And unless I wrote a script for it.
The woman's one, but that's kind of a different universe.
That's a whole other universe kind of thing. And anyways.
Did you write a script for it?
I did.
Yeah. Tell us, before we get on to the children's books, what was your concept of Ghostbusters 3?
It was.
I hope Dan Aykroyd's listening because he's always looking for the next big thing. And if he's drunk on wine, that'd be even better. I'm just checking to see if this is taping. Well, this might be big stuff here.
Like 14 or 15, and I wrote. Nudity. It started off at a the fucking first movie had the most erotic ghost blowjob I've ever seen.
You know what? I'm not the most attracted to Dan Aykroyd, but you know it's kind of hot when he just the way it slowly unbuttons.
Dun dun.
I remember being
bulge in his pants.
I remember being very excited by that scene. Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, I was looking at him differently after that movie. I said, yeah I would.
He slimed it for sure.
But yeah, if you ever see that scene, I thought it was kind of erotic. So anyhow, go on.
Okay, but it is, could we talk about this scene for a second? Yeah, it was a little erotic, but it was a little out of the world, like out of like nowhere too.
It is, but what's wrong with that?
No, I'm not.
It's like the, you know. It was the volleyball scene in Top Gun. It just suddenly there. It's like, let's put that for no reason.
I've never seen Top Gun.
Good Lord. I have to sit you down and watch like one of the greatest movies of all time? It's in my top 10.
I've probably seen like moments of it like on TV.
That's not enough.
But Ghostbusters.
Yes.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
Okay. So my script 14-year-old Andrew.
Started at, there was like a reunion for them. So like the busting had all slowed down and there was no more really. Because they did their job. Nice. But there was a reunion. They all get together. And then they went down in the basement where the containment unit was. Like that's where they keep all the ghosts. And there was they noticed there was been a leak and like it'd been leaking out into the city kind of thing. And that's where like the kind of like that's the kickoff I honestly don't remember.
Were they older versions?
Yeah,
of
no,
them?
They were.
Did old. They have like kid versions, or did they?
No,
like...
they were all the same ones. They were in their.
No, I meant did they have kids? Not like their kids suddenly.
No, I didn't write anything like that. Like honestly, I wonder. I don't think I'm gonna have it. I probably don't have it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you ever think of doing it again? Because you're still a big Ghostbusters fan. Or do you not? Because you know the odds of getting the properties would be so
limited.
Yeah.
I mean, I always wanted to do something called Tales from the Trap. Basically, that sounds really gross, but like about ghosts, the stories from the ghosts. Like
I would have hoped that's about fur trapping in the olden days.
It takes place in 'cause
you gotta love the term fur trapping. I don't know why. That sounds like, you know, when you do up your zipper too quick and you get your...
I've never fur trapped myself.
Well, you're trimmed. That's why.
That's very true. We've established this already.
I'm like Jungle Jim down there, but... Okay, why are we talking about our pubics? I feel weird. There's an old man walking across right in front of us.
He's probably going to Truman right now.
Actually, there's his wife, too. Wow. If they're married, they're holy not married. Shit. You don't think? That could be his daughter, actually.
Yeah.
And we're talking like an 80-year-old man and maybe a 40-some-odd woman.
Good for him.
Well, that's why he's walking like that. Fuck. Okay, sorry.
He doesn't even need a cane. He's just using his third member as his...
This doesn't translate on the radio, but I wish... Oh, I could take a picture. Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's probably...
That's inappropriate.
Okay, so I always thought of having tales from the trap. And basically,
okay, I like that idea.
The stories of the ghost. And like, I just had this vivid imagery of the trap opening up, a ghost coming out and like staying in there and then telling its story of how, like its backstory kind of thing. Nice. I always wanted to do something like that.
So the ghost tells the story the ghost of how he was. That's cool.
So
see, now that's good. That's a good anthology series.
Well, that's how my mind works.
Now, you said you... For people who've heard the show before, you were actually a fan of the animated show more than the movies. You love the movies, but you were won by the animated.
The animated.
Because I was shocked by that when you told me that.
And the second one.
You said you had a second one. Yeah, because I didn't even know. I thought there was just one, and you were the one who told me there was a second one.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, the animated, for anyone who doesn't know it, it's dark. It's a lot darker than you would think what children's... cartoons are now, especially, but the stories that they told are just unbelievable. Like, some of the stories were just amazing.
I watched something recently about everything you didn't know about Ghostbusters 2, and there was some interesting tidbits on there, like the fact that nobody really wanted to do it. And everybody just did it because they were afraid that the company would just do it anyhow, even though they didn't have any of the actors or anything, and they just said, let's just do it and get out of the way.
Well, apparently it's the same.
And their heart wasn't in it.
The new one too. Apparently Bill Murray had to do it because that's in his contract. If there is another movie.
Because he always said that start the movie off with me dying because I don't want to be in another Ghostbusters. He'll do like, two Garfields, but he complains about being in Ghostbusters.
You know what? And that's where I would have personally rather have seen a movie without his character or... recasting it because, not to be mean, like that movie was great, but Bill Murray is Bill Murray and he's weird in his own way. But Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis were the real geniuses of Ghostbusters. Like Dan Aykroyd was his, and Harold Ramis is what really made it normal, let's say, right? So I would have been fully okay without Bill Murray in Ghostbusters.
No, I agree with that. I think he could have been. I always thought it would have been cool if they were like. Continued the story where they were training new Ghostbusters with a new generation. That's where they could have had the women in.
That's where the cartoon was.
Yeah, right. That would be great.
The other cartoon, Extreme Ghostbusters. That was them training a new crew, and that was cool. But I don't know.
What happens? The other thing they said in there that was interesting that is, if you owned the Ghostbusters, I'm beeping here. Don't mind me. The Ghostbusters 2 coloring book. Actually reveals some subplots that weren't in the original Ghostbusters 2 movie.
That I did not know.
Yeah, well, and they also said that some of the likenesses in it are obviously horrible. Like, it's just like, they don't look like them. But apparently, Dan Aykroyd, there was supposed to be a whole subplot where he actually gets possessed. Well, and it's sort of seen in the movie, but it's not really explained. It just suddenly is there.
Yeah.
But the coloring book apparently tells a different story about how it actually happened and stuff. So before you had like unreleased scenes on DVD, apparently if you bought the coloring book for Ghostbusters 2, it actually reveals little things that were in the script originally but didn't make it onto the screen.
Another interesting Ghostbusters fact, I do believe there is... in the first movie, it was said that they filmed just a quick montage of the car, the Ecto-1, having a police ticket put on it, and then it burns off just because. And apparently they filmed that, and
it's never been
released. But they did say that recently they did find some Ghostbuster footage that they have it, and apparently. Because next year will be 35 years, and they're planning this big Ghostbuster thing down at Sony in L.A. So,
really?
Yeah.
I wonder if Bill Murray will go to that.
Fuck. Let's hope not.
Yeah. I love Bill Murray, but he is a little quirky. I know.
And, like, don't shit on a movie that made your career better.
Oh, I know. And it's like, I know. Like, he has made some horrible movies, and the put-down Ghostbusters is ridiculous.
Like, yeah, it's like, come on, buddy. Like,
and that is the movie that kind of leveled to a higher level. Like, he had done stuff like Meatballs and Caddyshack.
Yeah.
So he was on the map, but Ghostbusters, like,
it brought him
like,
to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, and he was pretty much open to do whatever he wanted. I think he got to do a couple drama films just based on the, well, I'll do this comedy if you do this. So, now, what is your license plate number?
Oh.
The only reason I'm asking this is you mentioned the deleted scene or the scene that was never a thing. And I walked out and I could have sworn, did I just see Ecto?
Well, you know.
But I didn't want to stop because I was so excited to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. So what is your...
Well, I work for the Service Ontario. Okay. So I one day was like, I wonder if Ecto... I first was like, well, I wonder if Ecto 1 is... Because you can get vanity, right? Your own plates. Is available, and Ecto-1 is not available. Now, if it's taken, I don't know. Or a lot of times, you're not allowed to have property as a... And so, like I say, you couldn't get Bugs Bunny.
There's that group called the Ghostbusters that it's like they go to Comic-Cons and stuff. And there's like the Ontario Ghostbusters.
Right.
And they've been to... So I'd assume they might have bought
They
that.
Might have. Or it might be that no one has it in the sense of they...
True.
A lot of times...
It might be trademarked.
It might be trademarked. So they would take it off. But I do have a F-150 truck. And I was like, well, Ecto-150 makes sense for a truck. And it was available. And let's just say $310 later, I own them.
Nice.
Yeah. So I...
That's good. You could have done Ecto-69.
Well, I think Dan Aykroyd already took that. He took that all from us.
You know how many people are going to be looking that scene up because they either remember seeing it. Was it really that dirty?
But it wasn't that dirty.
It wasn't. It's handled just tastefully, but I know what you're saying.
As tastefully as getting a blowjob from a ghost.
Right. Like, why? And he didn't bust that. Well, he...
He busted. And it made him feel good, but...
Busted a nut.
Yeah.
We were talking about that, where that term came from.
Yeah, just where we're saying how bizarre of a term it is.
What? Yeah, where would that term come? Like, I want to bust a nut.
I have no
idea. I'm just talking about this so Corda has to find pictures for this. Busting a nut? She'll probably find like a coconut or something. But...
I'm allergic to nuts, so I honestly would not know.
So you would never say, I want to bust a nut on you to a...
No, that would be like
when you date before you got married. Like...
No, I would not. That's not something in my regular regular. Can I bust a nut on you?
No. Can I spill my sewage? Is that better?
That's a lot better.
Can I sticky your buns? I don't know.
There's all kinds of them.
But where do these things come from? Like, and you know, they came from somewhere. Like,
yeah.
But then, you know, when you think about it, where did they invent sexual things? Like, who gave the first blowjob? Can I look that up and find? Did somebody trademark that?
Well, if they did, they would have made a lot of money. Right.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's like the birthday song. You can't sing happy birthday, right? It's like,
imagine you had to pay someone every time you like did a blowjob or went down on a girl or something like that.
Huh.
This is deep thoughts right now, but I want to know these people. Because don't you want to personally send their generation or like a...
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, well, like who's thinking about like, you know, they're having sex and it's, I'm going to put that in my mouth. Was it cavemen? Like, you know, somebody's taking a piss and I go, you know, I think I want to suck on that.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's the right...
Wait a minute.
Like, anal, I could see. That could have just been an accident.
Yeah.
Somebody could have rolled over in bed and then it slipped in and they said, holy fuck. Tried to get it out, then put it back in and tried to get it out again. And
this is tighter. Sorry.
This is tighter. Not in most cases, but I think in most cases, I just think in some. Every time we talk sexual,
I hope I find a photo for that one.
Every time we talk sexual, these old people with a dog always walk by. It's great, Oh, anyhow, that's. I liked. Do you not think about that? You ever stop? Oh, I thought these were cops coming. It's a couple
Hey,
we just have some old people riding on this most amazing... They're still waving. I think they're waving to us still.
It's a spider, isn't it?
What's going on, though? Did you see she's hitting us?
Shoot, yeah.
I think that X marks they want to. I think they want to foursome with us.
Jeez.
I love this
that's
thing.
That's a cool bike, though.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, it's a man. Yeah, oh my God.
Is that, oh, it's too. Oh, they think we're. Oh, like, pretend we're like going.
Oh my God. It was a man.
So it's like, oh, they must think we're gay guys. Okay. Well, they got one right. You know, sorry, I was just implying I was jerking him off just to give them a show. Oh, it's nice to see a couple of old guys riding around on motorcycles. Good. Yeah, Corda's going to have nuts looking for pictures of two old guys on a bike. But yeah, so yeah, I think about this stuff. I don't know why.
Well, it's a good food for thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we're going to take a break. I think we're going to go out and get a picture.
Sure.
And then when we come back, we'll start heading home, but we're going to still keep talking. I want to talk to you about your childhood, like what kind of stuff you used to watch or that inspired your stories besides Ghostbuster blowjobs and stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so we're going to take a break because I need some air after that. That was just a little crazy seeing... I think we just hit on by a couple of old gay guys. Yeah, they kept waving at us. They
gave us the thumbs up, too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I would have been doing something more exciting if I saw that, you know. Anyhow, we'll be back after this short break.
So easy to eat.
And you can get it right here.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. Devlin here with you, and I'm here with my co-host, Andrew Hopps. We are now on the move. And so if you hear any bumps or something, I swear we're driving.
Bumps or lumps.
Yeah. Andrew has an appointment, so we're going to finish the rest of this on the road. He has to get, he's getting a model of his penis done.
Yes, I am.
I think it'd be nice for Brandy if you're not around.
Well, you know.
And, you know, if you're thinking of something for me for a Christmas gift, you could always make two. You might get a discount. That's a rumor. That's going to go around now that Andrew's got, like, he's making a model of his junk.
That'd be a great rumor to have.
You know what? I've heard that you can go to the stag shops and you can make fleshlights, and you can make, like, it's, I don't know if it's like paper mache around your cock, but you can actually make a mold of your cock.
Well.
Andrew's got a look right now of, after my appointment, I am totally going to the stag shop. I heard this. Now, I'm not going to say my sources. But somebody told me, somebody I know, and I can just put it out there because people go look at my past shows and say, who was it? They never mention it on the show, but they told me they have had a cast done of their cock.
Well, you know what? In Niagara Falls, you can get your hands done, right? So that would make sense that in a sex shop, they would do molds of members, right?
I couldn't even imagine doing that because you're putting your... What is it? Like, what are you putting? Is it like silly putty or...
I don't know. I hope it's hot, like, though.
Imagine it was paper mache, like you're ripping newspaper and strapping on your cock. I don't think paper mache would really be, like, durable.
That was probably the old way to do it. Yeah.
Paper mache cock. I bet you it's done. Come on, you're telling me Andy Warhol and all those artists didn't, like...
Oh, I'm sure
their... cock. Please write in if you've ever made a mold of your cock. Let's get to innocent stuff now, because we're the worst segwayers ever. We're going from making casts of your cock to, what did you used to watch when you were a kid?
What were
your favorite shows as a kid or movie?
We'll start with shows. You know, growing up, definitely I was a big TGIF, and that would be...
Okay, the Friday night lineup
with... Family Matters.
Full House.
Family Matters. Step by Step.
Step by Step.
Step by Step. Day by day. Suzanne Summers a fucking cray cray. She is a little crazy if you don't know Suzanne Summers.
There's a big picture of her right now, Corda's put up.
She is a big, like, anti-vaxxer. But anyways, that's a whole other
question. What? An anti-vaxxer?
Against the vaccination.
Oh, I thought you meant faxers, like she was against fax machines.
No, she probably hits those too, knowing Suzanne Summers. who I don't know.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe she's lovely.
Yeah, and now he's ruined every chance of her coming on my podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
Because this will be the one. Oh, this looks fun.
I might do this.
I might do this show. What? Cray cray. I'll give him cray cray. She's going to put that thigh master between your legs and go to town.
Crush your head.
Could you have a mold? You're having a mold made of it later on.
Now, what was the fourth?
Wasn't that the one that they would always, like, change because it wasn't getting quite as big review?
There was Teen Angel, which lasted one or two seasons.
Wow, that, I sort of remember it, but I didn't watch it.
Well,
no. It
wasn't much.
I do like Full House.
Full House?
What was your favorite part? Did you like the comedians on it, or...
A Full House?
Yeah, what was your... Was that...
No, I think it was just because it was on.
Oh.
Like,
what was your favorite show? Was that Family Matters?
It would probably be Family Matters, yeah.
Were you a big Urkel fan?
No, not... Well, I mean, he was funny, but, like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I think...
The show became Urkel, right?
It became... Yeah, and it became so crazy, too.
Well, like, yeah, because it was a family comedy, right?
Yeah.
And then it... Like,
but it had, like, serious moments, too, right?
But didn't it do, like, robots? Like...
Well, that's where it became crazy. Like, it was like he had like these, like, I don't know.
Watch this kid.
Oh, yeah, there's a child. We're going to hit a child.
We're literally talking about our youth, and we almost hit a child. He's fine. He's
going to
have many lives, yeah. He's going to have many lives. He's going to have many years left.
Many years left.
Because we just missed him. But,
I'm trying to think.
I can't remember. There was many of those fourth shows because I think they changed it up a lot.
I mean, Step by Step was good.
Okay. And what about, like, cartoon shows? You mentioned Extreme Ghostbusters several times.
Like, real Ghostbusters. Yeah. Extreme Ghostbusters. Oh, my God. For cartoons. Jeez.
Did you watch a lot of TV?
No, not overly.
No.
I never was, like, a big into... Like, I never watched it a lot.
What about movies? Did you watch a lot of movies?
Comedy movies, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Name some of your favorites that are off your head.
God, what about Bob? Remember What About Bob?
Yeah, Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss.
Just start naming all Bill Murray movies.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm tired of Bill Murray, but here's all my favorite movies of him.
Well, I can't say Groundhog Day now, but...
Well, you can. That's a great movie.
Oh, my gosh. Putting me on the spot. Should have thought of this one.
I'm obviously putting you on the spot. What do you think? You're an improv artist. You should be ready. Do you remember the first movie you, like, wanted to own? Like, on VHS?
It was Ghostbusters 2, honestly. And that's not, like...
Ghostbusters 2 or as well?
No, Ghostbusters 2.
Okay.
No.
Well, yeah. You didn't own the first one? You went right to the second one?
Yeah, the first one was too scary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found it great.
Just a blowjob?
Well, I wasn't... I wasn't born, technically, when the first one even came out, right? So, and I would have been...
Oh, thanks. Make me feel old. I saw it in the theater, and I was definitely a teen. Wow, I'm that much older than you.
I was 4 when the second one came out.
Oh, yeah, we won't talk about how old I was. I think when the second one came out, I think I was out of high school.
I think one of my favorite stories you ever said was you were watching the second one at the movie or something, and Ernie Hudson came on, and people started cheering.
Oh, yeah, like his whole family was there that week.
Just makes me happy.
No, there's a lot of good movies around that time and stuff.
I think I like Dick Tracy a lot, actually. The old...
That movie?
Yeah.
I like Dick Tracy. I love when we give shout-outs to, like, unusual things. Yeah, I thought it's one of Madonna's best roles.
Oh, she was great.
And I actually... People probably hate me for this, but I actually think her album, I'm Breathless, is one of her best albums, where they play a whole bunch of her songs that she did in the Dick Tracy and then other ones in that style. I love that she did that.
I loved his watch.
Yeah, yeah.
His, and, like, as a child, I had a watch. I had one, and I lost it, and it was so traumatizing that I spent years looking for years.
Did you ever find it?
No, but my brother Lewis, my eldest brother, about 3 years ago for Christmas, bought me a Dick Tracy watch that, like, from my childhood, and I still have it.
Nice.
Yeah, so,
excellent.
I was a big Dick Tracy fan. Oh, you know what? Another cartoon. Here we go. lay the smack down, get ready for this, shit your pants, Darkwing Duck.
Do you remember? Oh, yes, I do. I wasn't a regular watcher, but I'm happy that you watched that.
Yeah, cool. I like Darkwing Duck. It was different. It was dark. It was good. And then I liked the gargoyles, too.
Dude. Gargoyles, yeah. I like the drawings of them.
Yeah, they were very...
I actually thought it was well drawn.
Yeah.
That must have been a little bit scary for you, though.
I was a little... I was older.
Older than, yeah.
I was older at that point.
Do you like going back to things that you used to watch when you were a kid? Because I know some people can't do it. They just, like, you know, they try to watch it, and they're like, oh, I like this. Because I can. I can watch crap and say, yeah, I like this when I was a kid, and I can get joy of it still, but...
You know what? Like, I own the two seasons of Darkwing Duck, truth be told.
Yeah.
And I do own all the Ghostbuster cartoons, so that's obvious.
There you go. So you...
So I can watch it, and I think they're great. They are great quality for that further time, too. We got to keep in mind, too, now it's like the visuals that for cartoons are so different, and they're so, like, beyond what we were used to, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Even watching The Simpsons is weird, I find. Watching a new episode of The Simpsons where they're 3D animation, but it's just, like, I find it so crazy because it's so... it's so crisp and so vibrant, and you're like, wow, that's still a cartoon. Whereas when we watched The Simpsons when it first came out, it was,
yeah,
like,
it was very crude. And,
very crude and very, very 2D, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Another thing, I hate to keep going back to Ghostbusters,
because
we get no money whatsoever. Oh, yeah, I know you're...
Don't hate that.
Yeah, we have your leg pictures to prove it, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Is one thing they said about Ghostbusters 2, and I don't know, you probably analyze all of it. Do you know that Ghostbusters 2, if you watch it, it's actually more inspired by the cartoon show than the original series?
Yeah.
The original movie. Like, even Annie Potts has got, like, that red hairdo, which she had in the cartoon series. She didn't have it in the first movie.
No, they changed it.
Slimer is a friend of theirs, which is more of the TV series rather than the thing. So, yeah, I was shocked at that, too. And then I realized, I haven't seen Ghostbusters 2 in a while. I'm going to have to rewatch it.
It is true. Like, because the cartoon spawned such a huge outpour of stuff, and like toys included, right? Like
the toys were huge.
Oh my god.
Well, you still own the toys.
I still own the toys, and I still collect them. And,
yeah.
And I try to find very rare versions of toys that.
Yeah.
And I've spent way too much money on toys, right? And I own a lot. And when I say a lot, I almost own.
You sent me a picture, I believe. I'm going to see if I can find that.
Well, I can send you more pictures. Because I
think people listening to this would like to see your collection. If you're okay to share that with us.
I'm okay with that. You know, I'm proud of it. It's It's a nice collection, too. Like, all the stuff that I own is all in the box and the original packaging, never been opened. So it's a...
And I gave you that little golden book.
You gave me the Ghostbuster book that is a part of my collection.
Did you know that was a thing?
I had no... Honestly, yeah. I was amazed when you showed me that.
Yeah, that little golden book series, they've come out with, like, versions of big Hollywood movies. And when I saw Ghostbusters, I said, oh, I know somebody who should get that.
Yeah, and I didn't even know this existed.
Oh, yeah, they have done all the Star Wars movies. I think they've done, like, Nightmare on Elm Street and stuff. Like, kid-friendly versions of a slasher film. That's always good. But
that's cool. But, you know, And this is a little bit of a segue, but that's a great way of a company like that company who's known for their children's books rebranding themselves.
Yes.
Right? And like saying, well, how the hell are we staying important? Right. Or like Monopoly.
Because they can make their new stories, but it's cool that the kids that used to read those books as a kid now can see their favorite movies in that style.
For sure.
Monopoly is everything, you know. It's crazy. We had a games night recently where it was a lot of fun, and then the only Monopoly I could find that I had was like Star Wars Monopoly, and it's like, I actually think I want to get the original Monopoly, or as close to the original as I can get. Wow. It's just weird playing like Golden Girls Monopoly. Like,
is
what
there
are you
Golden Girls?
No, I don't think that. I think they have a.
That's Golden Showers Monopoly.
I think they have a Clue. Who ate the cheesecake? It's not murder, though. It's like, you know.
Who shit themselves? Who
shit. It's crazy. You go to buy Monopoly now, and you can buy, Supernatural. You can buy, like, Elvis.
My mom owns a Jurassic version Park. Of Jurassic Park. No, she owns one of the original Monopoly games. They're all wood pieces.
It's
handcrafted wood pieces. The box is still in great shape. And
I ask the hard-hitting questions.
Please
if we were going to whip out Monopoly right now, what piece would you grab for? And well, we're going by the old style, because they've gotten rid of some of the old ones to replace them with, like, dinosaurs and cats.
I'm going by what I would, because when we would play as a family, like, there was, like, you know how everyone got one, and it was always, they would always get that one. So yeah. You couldn't get, no, because that belongs to
right,
him.
Right.
That belongs to him. Yeah. So I do believe I would get either the iron.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sad. That's almost child
abuse. Or the car. There was the car.
The car is okay.
It was often gone.
Yeah, when you got the iron or the thimble, that's almost like veering on child abuse, I think. Because nobody wants to be the iron. No. I think I'd want to be the iron more than the thimble, though.
But what was, like, what were the originals? The iron, the
top
thimble,
hat,
the top hat.
The car.
The car. There was, what, six?
Wasn't there a horse and a jockey? Why am I remembering, like, a horse, like he was up on two legs?
Maybe because we were talking about my shaft. I don't know.
I can't remember.
Was there someone on a horse? Is that what you're saying?
Do you like being the banker?
No. I hated being the banker.
Yeah, okay.
I hated being the banker.
Because you know there's always that one guy that has to be the banker.
That was my brother.
And then sometimes you're like, I don't trust him as the banker, but I can't really say anything because I don't want to be the fucking banker.
Yeah, I know. It was like a thankless
Are you good at Monopoly? I love that we're having this detailed conversation about Monopoly. It's monopolizing our podcast now.
I wasn't bad.
Did you ever remember winning one?
Oh, yeah.
This sounds like a life goal.
No,
your bucket list. If I don't win a fucking Monopoly, I'm just leaving now.
I was hardcore in the sense, like, when I played, like, I was all in. I would invest. Like, in every property I landed on, I would invest.
And you would buy those ones, like, you know, you knew somebody had two of that color.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I'm getting that one for deals.
Yeah, I would. It was a fun game. I personally preferred.
And did you go under the table and do, like, little, like, I'll give you this and that?
Oh, you know.
You got to play Monopoly.
You got to.
Like
That's all about part of the fun, like, striking these, like.
Yeah, deals. I always feel my deals were weak, though. My brother and, my older brother Ernie, we always joke when we used to play Risk, because I'd always tell my friends that my brother Ernie was amazing at Risk, and they'd always be like, oh, I gotta play him, because I'm really good at that. You've played Risk.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I said, well, you gotta understand something. If he doesn't win, you're gonna play another game. So if you're starting a game at 10 o'clock, be expect to stay overnight, because if he loses at 2:30, that game is being reset. And so you're competitive like that?
No, not to,
no?
Not to that extreme. Excuse me. I was never big into Risk, to be honest.
Yeah.
And like when we played board games, it wasn't often. So it wasn't too often. I do have some fun.
Do you have a favorite game board? A game board? The actual board. Fuck the game.
No, I just love this game
board. I know, the game board. Well, that would be life. Because life has that wheel.
You know which game was my favorite? And what? I never even owned it, but my neighbor had it.
What is it?
The Mousetrap game. Because it was so fucking wild.
But did anybody play it? I think everybody just made the Mousetrap, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did you ever actually play it? Because I remember I got it, and we just built the Mousetrap.
Well, by the time you fucking set this thing up, it was like an hour. You're like, okay.
Well, isn't that part of the game?
Oh, is it? I don't know.
I think so. So you just built them up.
I just liked it. It looked cool.
It is. And it's cool. And it's still out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's funny because we tried a whole bunch of board games from our past. Some don't translate as well. Like, I couldn't believe how much I love playing Trouble again.
Oh,
you know, with the Pop-O-Matic dice. Yeah. We were like a bunch of adults. And
Pop-O-Matic dice! That's a fucking name.
Yeah, because it was in that.
No, I know, but that's like such a. That'd be like a great DJ name.
Yeah, Pop-O-Matic dice.
Pop-O-Matic dice, yo.
But, like, I couldn't believe how much fun I was having. It's such a simplistic game. But then it was funny because we brought out Operation.
Oh,
not quite as fun. In fact, I want to say something to the newer generation. This game was hard before. They have literally changed this game, so it's easier. I don't care. I remember it was anxiety-inducing. Remember?
Because you
they actually now, in new versions, have, like, you can turn that off.
Well, that's stupid.
So his nose lights up, but you don't get an electrical shock through your bowels.
No, that was part
bowels.
Of the game.
Yeah. No.
I remember playing that game with my grandmother, my mom's mom, and, like, we were, like, howling when she would do it because she was, like, this old, proper, like, what just what you would imagine.
Oh, my!
Oh, yeah, honestly. Like, just what you imagine, like, an old, beautiful, old grandmother would look like. And she would get so excited. And then I would play another one of my favorites.
I like Andrew's getting a laugh out of his, you know, grandmother getting electrocuted by
Operation. It was fun. It was so fun, yeah. Like, as kids, right? And then the other one was Don't Wake Daddy.
I don't remember this
one.
Is this a game your mom just told you to, like... there was a board game.
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
it was a board game, yeah.
I thought this was like some, you know, Don't Wake... We're going to play that game, boys and girls.
No, we don't upset Dad.
Yeah, okay.
Don't Wake Daddy is a game where there's a giant bed on the board. Like, a giant fucking bed. The father is, like, in, like... obviously, the game is not to scale. Put it that way.
Before you continue, I got to make a comment that Andrew and I both said that we're trying to cut down on our swearing.
Oh, yeah.
And we're swearing like a couple of nuns on Sunday right now. Okay, so giant bed. Giant fucking bed, if I recall.
A giant, huge bed. And this, you have to press, you have to, like, go around the game board. You're the children. And you have to press this button. And, like, the father will fucking sit up like a friggin' Yeti.
Wow.
And, like, he scares the shit out of you when he did. And I remember playing this game with my grandmother, too. And we would put the hat right on his face so that when he would sit up, the hat would fly at her, too. Like, it was a fun game. But it was really, like, scary.
Yeah.
And it was like the father was gigantic.
One of my favorite kids growing up, you won't remember this. This is before your time. But there was an old movie once called Jaws.
Oh, I remember.
And there was a game that had this big plastic shark, and you'd put all this junk in his mouth, and it would hold the flap of his mouth up, and you'd have to take, like, this thing that looked like a knitting needle, and you had to, like, pick up pieces of garbage. No, you don't sew up his mouth.
Sew up his mouth.
This ain't the human centipede game. And you'd have to pick out garbage, and every time you take one, it's loosening his jaw, so eventually he's gonna snap, and that's supposed to be you getting, like, eaten, and you're out of the game.
Hungry, hungry hippo.
Yes.
Wow, this is a game. This has turned into quite the game one. But
I love it. I'm into board games again. A friend of mine, Damien, who I do the reviews with, he suggested we do a classic game night, and we all brought our games together, and it was fun.
Oh, I can imagine.
In fact, we got into, like, not only trouble, but I couldn't believe how many of my friends had never played dominoes.
Really?
This used to be a thing with me. Like, I remember playing with my grandmother dominoes. And trust me, I didn't do much with my grandmother. She was not a nice person. But when we played dominoes, she actually smiled occasionally.
You know
and
what?
They never played it. But now we actually have nights where we actually say, why did you come over? We'll do an hour of dominoes. And I'm like, this is totally our senior years already happening here.
When my grandmother got sick, my mom's mom, like, I would have to go spend time with her because my mom was doing classes, getting her university and something, and my grandmother couldn't be alone. So I would go spend time with my grandmother, and we would play board games together.
Nice.
And, like, those are probably my fondest board game memories, just
nice.
Because, like, it was time I get to spend with her, and, like, she passed away a few years after. But, like, those were always, like, you know what? Like, it was, they're simple. Like, we played cards. We would play
cards
a lot, too.
Yeah, my family was cards obsessed. Euchre, Canasta.
And there's one board game I'm trying to, I don't know what it's called, but it's an actual wood board game.
Okay.
And there's marbles that you...
Chinese checkers.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I don't know.
That sounds like Chinese checkers.
My mom's coming tomorrow!
Of course, in China, they just call it checkers, I think. But, because they wouldn't call it Chinese checkers.
That would be ironic. No.
Well, I used to have a Chinese friend, and after improv, we'd all try to figure out where to go, and it's like, let's go to Chinese food. And he'd always say, well, we just call it food, but sure. But, no, I think board games is making a comeback. I've talked about it on my podcast before, but never, like, in depth like this. This is great.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Even at Value Village, I noticed people buying, like, the classics, like Candyland and Hungry Hippos, like you said, and Yahtzee and
Hungry
stuff.
Hungry Hippo was fun. It was, like, yeah. Madness. So
well,
like...
I just recently bought Life, which is one of my favorite games. Yeah. I don't know if you ever played that, where you have babies and stuff.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. You buy insurance, which is funny now, because that's what we do as adults.
I know. It's like...
You know, so I don't know if Life translates, but we bought one just in case we play it. You know, we got to buy insurance. Yeah, don't we do that in real life? But I guess it's fun as kids, because we get to be grown-ups, and like, oh, my God, you've got a lot of kids. What are you guys doing in that car? You know? But you got to that spinner was awesome. And I recently bought Yahtzee because I remember
Yahtzee is fun.
The only thing that's not fun that my friends have found
Nazis.
They don't
this sounds like Yahtzee.
That's the German version. You run five swastikas and you Nazi! That's really wrong and my German relatives have just disowned me. But you know what? I used to remember, but we played it recently because I bought it. Because I remember I used to go camping with this family. I actually want to do a podcast segment about it because I have great moments of going camping with this family. And I remember on rainy days, we'd crank out the Yahtzee because it was a nice small board and stuff. And I loved it. But as older, I noticed that Mike and Cord and I were all playing it. And we had a great time. But how many times we were like, I found out I'm actually the best one at math. Like, because a couple times I had to check. Yeah, no, you're out here.
You know, one game I was never a fan of is Scrabble, just because I was a horrible speller.
Yeah, you know, I like it, but I'm not good at it.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not good at
People can put these big words like abortion, and then I'm like, I put like, yes, you know. Okay, maybe a board. I think you need a lot more letters than for that. You know?
Yeah, you would probably need to click there. For that.
There should be an erotic Scrabble game where you can just do dirty words.
I'm sure there's got to be.
No, I swear, if somebody says you want to play Scrabble, and I'm like, yes. And then if they go like to get the game, and then I see they actually have a Scrabble dictionary, I'm like, yeah, I got to go, actually.
Yeah.
You know, if they're already like been reading, you know, in their spare time, they're actually like reading these games and stuff.
So. Oh, I agree. And there's some people that are, I mean, they don't even need that type of thing. They're just so there.
Here's a great little story before we get to my place. Corda, my producer, she already knows what this is going to lead to. When she was teaching my niece, when she was a little girl, to do word finds, I remember watching her, and it was so charming. It was a sweet moment. Like, oh, and you find this word, it says yellow, you look for yellow. And then she goes, and then, for extra fun, once you find all the words, you can go in and find other words. And I looked at her, and I go, what are you, a nerd? You finished the words there. You don't just go looking for random words. It has nothing to do with the topic. Corda likes that, so she'll love that I shared that. And it's probably not the first time. Anyhow, I got to do a quick wrap-up because Andrew's got to go get his mold made of his junk. And I'm spreading that rumor big time. I'm going to be checking what your vases look like if I ever come over to your houses. Because if it looks like something with big nuts and this gigantic shaft with some lilies on the top. Why lilies?
I don't know. Well, we're looking for tulips.
Anyhow, we're coming. This is weird, wrapping up a show as I'm driving into the driveway of my apartment building. It is cool. Andrew, it was so wonderful to see you, and we had a nice talk before this, and a great talk here for everybody who can enjoy us.
I am always very honored, and I always have such a blast with you, so thank you so much for having me. And
we're going to have to find a really strange TV show or movie, and then just tape our commentary. Live, because you haven't seen a lot of things, and I'd love to see a reaction to certain things, too. You know, but I had a blast, and we're going to wrap it up now so Andrew can, like, actually turn into the driveway and we don't get into an accident or run any children over again. That kid was fine, I swear. We should have took a picture of him.
He was asking for it.
Anyhow, Andrew, we'll talk to you next week, and thank you for doing the podcast on the run with me.
Thank you.
All right.